Doors open for Christians in a drenched Thailand. Churches across the U.S. grow green thumbs with seed packs. And your Christmas gifts could be multiplied forever for less this year. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Massive floods in Thailand have left the headlines, but Southern Baptist International Mission Board co-worker Carolyn Anderson says,
"The flooding for many Thai people is far from over."
Floods missed central Bangkok, but the nation's economy is still falling fast. Thousands of people are still sleeping in temporary shelters set up on highways. Water's everywhere.
As far as when this might end, I haven't heard any definitive figures. I've heard by the start of the new year. I've heard later.
IMB missionaries and churches are pulling together to distribute food, provide shelter, and help with home repairs.
There's one Thai pastor in Ayutthaya that said this disaster has opened doors of people in that area and allowed them to enter in fellowship and just allowed an avenue for conversation, because in the past it's been difficult share the gospel.
Help this gospel relief work at our website. Next, while violence continues to plague much of the Middle East, that violence won't end unless hearts are changed. The only way for that to happen is to see their hearts open to Jesus. The Miracle Channel Television Network is doing just that. The ministry's CEO, Barty Shokrala.
We love Muslims so much, and we have to separate between the violence and the ordinary people. Ordinary people just like you and me. Our focus is how can we share the gospel with them in effective and in efficient way.
The Miracle Channel received 161,000 responses last year. 80% were Muslims. While Western Christians feel called to the Middle East, they're spending thousands of dollars to get there and only able to talk to a few dozen people. Shokrala says,
with $51 for half an hour, we are reaching to 350 million people in 22 different countries.
Help the Miracle Channel. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Churches all over the U.S. are spreading green thumbs with seed packing events. People at these events hosted by Global Aid Network put different kinds of vegetable seeds into harvest packs. Needy families around the world can then use these harvest packs to plant gardens for food. And with the ongoing famine in the Horn of Africa, it's no surprise that Global Aid Network's Steve Watson says they're getting involved.
A lot of these kits that are being put together now will go to the Horn of Africa as these people begin to settle. And as water becomes more plentiful, they will then be able to plant gardens to sustain their families for the future.
But these seeds plant more than just gardens. The message of Christ is also sown in the hearts of people they help.
The idea is not just to relieve suffering, but to open the door to share the gospel so that they have hope for the future.
If you want to get involved, just check out our website. And it can be hard to give gifts and still maintain the day's meaning of Christmas. So what should you do this year and not lose sight of Christ? Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm has a good solution.
We've got an idea about some really great gifts that I think might, in fact, not only be appreciated by those whom we love, but will be appreciated by people around the world. And that's a gift catalog for people who will not get many gifts this Christmas.
The catalog offers anything from mama kits for safer childbirth in Afghanistan to stoves to promote health in Guatemala. The gifts can be given in honor of others and can have an eternal impact.
We don't want to just provide for these physical gifts of healing, which are really important. But we also want to be sure that what we do points people to the redemptive love of Jesus Christ, and that one day we hope will draw them into eternity with the Lord.
Right now there's even a matching grant. Every dollar spent, another will be given. Our website has more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about your church's responsibility to the least of these? Well, we've got the book for you. It's Your Mission, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get the book, It's Your Mission, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.